You are listening to the TTD, Detani Talks Daf, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away, doing Nazir 51 and 52 over here on the TTD. The Gemara starts on 51b at the bottom, going into 52a at the top, talking about the idea if someone goes and has an ant that's deficient and missing a part versus if it's full, are you liable or not? Talking about the idea of deficient versus full. How often in life, and I like to focus on a word or a phrase, oftentimes when looking at a daf or two or whenever, how often time in life do we feel like our life is deficient, that it doesn't feel full? How often do we feel sad or despondent or feel that there's difficulties in life and it's hard to manage, it's hard to stay focused, and it's hard to stay positive because it's deficient. We feel like we're lacking this, we're lacking that, we're missing this, we're missing that. Ben Zoma teaches us, and this is a phrase that I think about often, Ezehu hashir hasameach b'chalko. Ezehu ashir hasameach b'chalko. Who is really a rich person? Someone who is happy with his lot. He doesn't see that there just is deficiency. He doesn't see that he's lacking money, lacking this or lacking that. It doesn't feel like anything's missing. My house isn't as big as my friends. It's not as big as my parents or as big as my in-laws or as big as my cousins or as big as my friends or as big as the guy down the block or the guy from work. You focus on what you have. Don't look at any deficiency versus what the fullness is. You should feel full in your life. If Hashem blessed you with a wife and with children, or a husband and children, bless you with a job, with a car, with a house, these are all blessings that many of the people in the entire world don't even have. There are billions of people in the world. Do you know that some people in certain parts of the world don't even own a house, don't even own an apartment, don't even have a real place to live? They have huts, they have shacks, they have tents. They don't really have what to call home. Think about how Bnei Yisrael for 40 years had no real home. They had tents and they had huts and they had the clouds and they had the presence of Hashem, but there was deficiency in that way. But of course, it was a miraculous existence. As we look and see the phrase about an ant being missing a particle, or if it's deficient or full, think about in our life how it might seem deficient, but really, if we focus on the fullness, if we focus on what is really there, we can really utilize and appreciate God's gifts in our life every single day. Join us next time as we talk in Nazir 53 here on the TTD.